Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith. Our text for reflection is 2 Corinthians 10, 7 to 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 7 to 11. You are looking at the outward appearance of things. Are there some there who reckon themselves to belong to Christ? Well, let them think again about themselves, because we belong to Christ just as much as they do. For I am not ashamed, even if I have boasted somewhat too much about the authority that the Lord has given us, authority to build you up, not to tear you down. I do not want it to appear that I am trying to frighten you with my letters. Someone will say, Paul's letters are severe and strong, but when he is with us in person, he is weak and his words are nothing. Such a person must understand that there is no difference between what we write in our letters when we are away and what we will do when we are there with you. My theme for reflection is faith that stands the test. Faith that stands the test. There is an old story about a counterfeit money operation that was so convincing that even banks accepted the fake bills. The counterfeiters didn't create completely new designs. They simply copied the real thing with such precision that only expert examiners could spot the difference. It was the small details, the texture, the weight, the subtle flaws that revealed the deception. The same is true in the church. Not everyone who looks the part is the real thing. Not every voice that claims to speak for Christ truly does. Paul understood this reality well. In 2 Corinthians 10, 7 to 11, he confronts those who were undermining his ministry, questioning his authority, and trying to discredit him before the Corinthians. These critics were bold in person, but even bolder behind his back. They mocked his humble presence and claimed that his letters were strong, but his physical presence was weak. Essentially, they judged Paul by external appearances, his speaking ability, his style, his authority in person. But Paul reminds them that true authority is not about charisma or dominance. It is about being appointed by God. This passage calls us to be discerning. Paul tells the Corinthians to look at what is before your eyes, meaning they should not be deceived by appearances, but evaluate things by the truth of Christ. The same challenge applies to us today. In a world that often values image over integrity, we must ask, are we discerning truth from deception? Are we recognizing genuine faith or being captivated by mere performance? Consider the way many people evaluate leaders today. Some are drawn to flashy charisma, powerful speech, and an air of authority, but these qualities alone do not indicate godliness. Others dismiss people like Paul, who lead with gentleness and humility because they appear unimpressive. But Jesus himself was described as someone who had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. Isaiah 53 verse 2. He did not conquer by force, but by sacrificial love. Paul modeled this same Christ-like humility, yet his opponents accused him of weakness. This issue goes beyond leadership. It extends to how we treat one another in the church. Paul warns against those who seek to tear others down instead of building them up. The test of genuine faith is not found in how many people we impress, but in how many people we encourage and strengthen. Are we the kind of people who lift others up in their faith, or do we diminish them through criticism and comparison? A.W. Tozer once wrote, "A Pharisee is hard on others and easy on himself, but a spiritual man is easy on others and hard on himself." Paul's critics were eager to tear him down while elevating themselves. But Paul was not concerned with proving himself. His confidence rested in God's approval, not human opinion. My dear friends, this passage also calls us to examine our own hearts. Before we point fingers at false teachers or destructive voices, we must ask, is my own faith genuine? Do I reflect the humility and love of Christ, or do I seek recognition and validation? Jesus warned that many will claim to serve him, but he will say, "I never knew you." The difference between true and false faith is not merely in words, but in a heart truly surrendered to Christ. Paul's response to his critics is a lesson in itself. He does not retaliate with pride or defensiveness. Instead, he continues his mission with quiet confidence, knowing that his authority comes from God. This is the call for every believer: to stand firm in truth without arrogance, to lead without seeking status, and to discern without becoming judgmental. So what does this mean for us today? It means that faithfulness is more important than popularity. It means that building others up is more Christ-like than tearing them down. And it means that our confidence should rest in God's approval, not in the opinions of others or of people. When we grasp this, we are free. Free to serve, free to love, and free to stand firm in our faith, no matter what opposition comes. There are two questions for reflection. One, are you more focused on external appearances, both in yourself and in others, than on the true marks of a Christ-centered life? Number two, do you build others up in their faith, or are you quick to criticize and find faults? Lord, help us to see beyond appearances and discern truth through your wisdom. Keep our hearts humble, our motives pure, and our faith genuine. May we be people who build others up, who serve without seeking recognition, and who trust in your approval above all else. Strengthen us to stand firm in truth with grace and humility. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore.